Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Here's what Tessa had to say. A few months ago, my best friend and I decided to get matching tattoos together as kind of a friendship loyalty thing. Honestly, it was mostly her idea in the beginning, and she kept talking about how cool it would be to have something permanent that symbolized our friendship forever. The plan was that I'd get half of a butterfly tattooed on the side of my hand, and she would get the other half on her hand, so when we put our hands together, it would make one butterfly.
Aww.
Oh, that's not tacky at all. That's beautiful.
Sweet.
Oh, that's so magical,
isn't it?
That's
the bestie
thing to do.
That
white girl right there.
Something that people would do. We went together to the tattoo shop. I went first, but while they were tattooing me, she started getting really anxious and queasy. She said that she felt sick and that she might pass out, and that she didn't think she could do it that day, her tattoo.
No.
I understood, and I told her that we could always come back at another time. Well, now it's been 3 months, you guys.
Oh.
Not only has she still not gotten the tattoo, but now she avoids talking about it completely, and I'm getting more irritated because this tattoo is right on my hand, and I can't hide it.
Right?
It's embarrassing having to explain. What makes me even more upset is that she's the one who originally pushed this whole idea. I probably would have never gotten a hand tattoo in the first place if we weren't just doing it together.
Oh.
She said, I've talked to my friends. They're split. Some say nobody should ever feel pressured into getting a tattoo they don't want and to let it go. Others think if she changed her mind, at least she owes me an honest conversation. So now I need to know. Am I wrong for being upset that she backed out? Or do I need to accept that she changed her mind and move on? She put... Or, in all caps, how do I make her go get her damn friendship tat?
Right?
Would love your thoughts.
Down.
That's from Tessa. If you want to sound off about this, oh, Lord, I wish you would.
I know.
This is good, you
Whoa.
Guys. 303-691-1649. Tessa and her bestie. Should we give her bestie a name?
Yeah.
Janessa? I don't know.
Tessa sure. and Janessa.
Tessa and Janessa, you guys. Tessa went in, got half the butterfly on her hand. Janessa got sick and anxious and said, I can't do it now. And now it's been 3 months, and there's no friendship tattoo, which is really classy arse tattoo, isn't it?
It is.
That's a classy tat.
Well, they can fly away together.
Yay! We would love to hear from you guys. Sound off for Show Wants to Know. What should Tessa do about this? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Katie, why do I feel like this is something you would have done in North Dakota with
oh
a friend?
Oh, my goodness.
Just a hunch.
I have a friendship tattoo. Like, I do.
Thank you.
I do. It's the frog instead of the monkeys, but it's see no, speak no, hear no evil. But
and
we got frogs. We got frogs.
Did you do it with two other friends? Then?
Yes, I
Which
did.
Which one's yours?
So mine is the speak no evil, ironically enough.
Ironic.
And I talk for a living. But yeah, so I've done the friendship tattoo. Thankfully, they did theirs.
Where's the frog?
It's on my ankle.
Is it? How have I never seen this?
Yet.
Put your foot up there. Get that size 12 up there and let me take a look at that.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, see? It's a little
That's a frog, huh?
It's a frog.
It looks like a it looks like a lily pad, honestly.
It does not. Stop it. It looks just like a cartoon frog.
Different.
But yeah, I've been there. I've done it. So This is interesting to me.
Well, at least you didn't back out, but
yeah.
Tessa's friend Janessa did. Tessa was going to go with her best friend to get matching tattoos, and it was the best friend's idea. We're calling her Janessa. So Tessa and Janessa, we're going to go to the tattoo shop. And get butterflies, a half a butterfly on one hand and a half a butterfly on the other hand for the friend. And then when they put them together, oh my God, it's the whole butterfly.
Oh my God, it fly away.
Yay. Sounds kind of tacky, but you
friendship tattoos are a thing.
It's I don't want to. There's probably a lot of people out there like that, but
yes, I got a friendship tattoo.
It's a little tacky.
Josh, has
I
a
did
friendship
too.
Tattoo.
Yeah. Well, at least you guys followed through with it.
We
so
did.
That's
we did.
Yes.
Janessa did not. So what should Tessa do about this? 303-691-1649. I will say we had a few people on the line. But we answered a few off the air, too, and they had potty mouths, so we can't put that on the air.
Yeah.
So if you are clean-spoken, 303-691-1649, I did not want to take the risk with those. But hi, Pam. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Well, top of the morning to you. What do you think Tessa should do about this tacky tattoo?
I think, first of all, think she should just get it removed and be mad at the friend.
Okay.
Well, who's paying for that, though? Like, to go to get it removed now?
I don't know. It just, I think hand tattoos are kind of,
easy.
You have to explain them all the time. So I just think she can be mad at the friend and just, I'd say get the darn thing removed. That's my opinion.
Most of the people I'm seeing on the text line are saying that the friend is essentially just maybe ghosting her in general now. It's not about the tattoo anymore. Your friend is just slowly backing away from you, period. So I don't know if there's been a reconsideration on the friend side, if she wants to be friends with Tessa. The whole thing's a little weird. The whole thing's a terrible idea to begin with.
Well, I mean, again, if you're following through, it's not so bad because that's something that you can have for the rest of your friendship together, you know? I know a lot of friends who stayed friends and they have their tattoos, you know?
Are they all in prison now?
No, stop it. it is not completely uncommon thing to do, is what I mean. You know?
A lot of people are saying if she talked you into it, then yeah, she kind of owes you. And then a lot of people are saying at this point, just go in and finish the butterfly another way and move on with your life.
Yeah.
I don't know how they would do that. How would they do that, Pam? Put the other half on the palm side?
Or
maybe?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
What if Tessa just gets the other half on her back of her hand and then she's got the whole butterfly and then she can just
do this with her hands?
Exactly.
I'm a butterfly.
She can just get it going by herself. She doesn't need nobody to do it, right?
Like, it was a random tattoo.
That looks tacky and ridiculous when you're doing that.
What do you mean? It's my metamorphosis moment. I'm going. I'm flying into the sky.
You get metamorphosis put on your back, like across your shoulder blade.
But it's spelled wrong.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious.
That would be perfect.
Good morning. Thank you, Pam. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
It's Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa. Vanessa. What do you think Tessa should do, Vanessa?
So here, I just popped in my mind. Do you remember? I might be dating myself, but remember, this sounds like a case for Judge Wapner in the People's Court.
Dun dun dun.
Judge Wapner.
Dun dun dun. Yeah, she's like how? How? Why?
Just kidding.
No, it does actually. Like yeah, no. You know, she's like, I could sue you because of this. Maybe
the plaintiff coming in.
Dun dun dun. So no, but really, what should Tessa do about this, Vanessa?
She can't. Well, here's the deal, right? Obviously, she can't do anything, right? Unless this girl steps up and does the right thing and offers to, like, at least pay for it. What can you do? She's up a creek.
Yeah. She's up a creek, huh? She can get a little creek tattooed on her other hand.
Yeah. Or maybe like a rowboat or something where the butterfly lands on the rowboat.
Oh, that's perfect. You would only need half a butterfly for that. See, that's
right.
Thinking outside the box here.
Very
like
funny.
That.
All right. Well, thank you for your call. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay, so I think the logical explanation on this, in multiple messages coming in, they said just get the other half of the butterfly on your other hand.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
so then you can lock them together. Metamorphosis.com. That's, I think, going to be your logical explanation for this, Tanessa, is give your friend the boot and then just get it on your other hand, I think.
Well, and I think maybe your next tattoo, you get it in a place where you can hide it, right?
Have Janessa go first.
Have Janessa go first or whatever friend you decide to get it with.
Next time, butt crack tattoos. That's what I'm saying.
There you go.